Good afternoon, scrumbly folk. Good afternoon, jumbus warriors. Good afternoon, scurvy freaks. Good afternoon, old sailors who have sex with fishmonger hookers. It is Wednesday, can you believe it, January the 5th, 2022. Yep, it's January the 5th, 2022. In the time of Boblimtok, in the Grinken Festival, where Scribbly folk, they munge on their own organs, they eat their own fingers, they harvest the Grinkus grease from below the bridge. Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022, Neostana's tellhole, covered in poison grease. They tell you it's food. They tell you it's a pill. It's making you ill, you fuck. It's killing you. Yeah, it's right around 2:38, almost 3 p.m. On January the 5th, 2022 in Utah, here in the Utah zone, where we're still being hunted by Gorizzly. Yes, back in the 50s after the first atomic test in Nevada, there was a tribe of Gorizzlies, gorillas that escaped the zoo and then had monkey sex with grizzly bears during an atomic test. That was fucked. Yes, back in the 60s, back in the Cold War, when they were testing those hydrogen bombs, and there's F-bombs, those H-bombs, those Q-bombs. There were gorillas that escaped from the Albuquerque Zoo. They made it to the Uinta Mountains. They started having sex with brown bear. That's grizzly to you and me. And they created Gorizzly. 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 They run through the wilderness of Utah now. Yes, the Gorizzly attack the young people, the infants that are left alone by those Mormons that are drinking beer. Yes, some Mormon family is drinking beer, and because they're drinking alcohol, the Gorizzly was sent for them. Half gorilla, half grizzly bear. All love, filled with power, filled with sex. If you live in Salt Lake City. but it is Wednesday. I was looking at the headlines on his Vestia. Excuse me, I mean Zero Hedge. And one of them said, oil tanker sends distress call to Arab coalition after armed harassment. After armed harassment. Off of Yemen coast. What does that mean? Is that sexual harassment? Who knows what happens off the Yemen coast when grungly folk are filled with cocaine? I fucked that up. I don't care. I'm just drinking my cocoa in Utah on a Wednesday, almost 3 p.m., but Mountain Standard Time. We live in an age of madness, and yet so many of us are afraid of madness. We are driven insane, and then we're told to take a pill. They say there's a monkey herpes. You just need a vaccination. And then the next day they say you need two vaccinations. And then the next day they say, wear a mask. And then two masks. And then three masks, you motherfucker. You don't deserve the oxygen that you breathe, fuckhead. They tell you to wear three masks, man. And you say to me, they're just people making mistakes. Dan, it's Hanlon's razor. It's more likely they're stupid. Then why the fuck do you keep voting for these stupid motherfuckers? Oh, I'm sorry. That's called a flaw in your fucking reasoning. But Dan, they didn't know. They didn't know. Okay, you know, Tina Turner. No, they know. Every single time they rape and kill and they steal, the government knows exactly what the fuck it's doing. If you don't think they know, you don't think grifters know, you don't think great white sharks know, which means you really don't fucking know. It doesn't make them super geniuses, it just makes them sociopaths. You see, the sad truth is, most of us normal people, we don't want to rape and kill and steal. Most of us normal people just want to live and find a little fucking joy. Most of us normal people don't want to destroy. We don't want to break windows or burn down homes. We just want to live in peace with our neighbors. Us normal people, you know? But that Prussian state, that crooked lie, that thing they laid over the Articles of Confederation before they started killing all the Indians. They tried to convince you different, you fuck. This is the age of Bo Blimtok. This is the Scrogan age where grimly folk come out of the caves. This is the age when the kings and queens lose their heads. This is the age when the bishops run in fear. This is the age where the emperor checks his back to make sure that some Brutus isn't gonna stab at you, fuck. This is the age of the tremuli. This is the age of the bombus. This is the age of the amoeba. Sticking to the wall of that fucking hospital you thought was safe. It's got you in its spinal cord. Yes, you thought that hospital was safe because you saw a commercial about UW Medicine. You could go there and get your surgery. But you went there, you fuck. You got your open heart surgery. They gave you a fungal infection at 50% off. Your body was destroyed. And then they called it COVID-19. You motherfucker. Yeah, you went to the hospital because you got into a car accident. You went to the hospital because you had a little bit of a heart attack. You went to the hospital because of your sugar diabetes. And they told you you had COVID-19 and now you're dead. Yeah. You did. You got suckered by a lie. You think they care. You don't see the nurses doing OxyContin in the hallway. Because they don't give a fuck. You are nothing to them. You are nothing to the vampires and the grombos. You are nothing to the cops and the senators. You are nothing to the president or whoever else fuck. The Pope would just as soon turn you into dog food if he had a dog. And if he does, it's probably a devil dog. You're nothing to them. You could be everything to somebody else. You could be everything to your kids. You could be everything to the person you love. You could be everything to Jesus. But instead, you want to be everything on Twitter, Facebook. Oh, you're mining crypto, you fuck. You could be everything to the people that matter. Instead, you've chosen to be nothing but nothing to nothing that matters. You're a zero. I told people years ago that a time was coming when what people think is priceless will be worthless, and what people think is worthless will be priceless. And these people looked at me all confused, and maybe they didn't have the patience to understand. For years they told us family was worthless. They told us that real life was worthless. they said, go on to your tablet and what? The metaverse? Mind fuck yourself? Go ahead. There are people down the street you don't know. There are people down the street that could use your help. There are people down the street that could help you. There are real people in the real world in your community that actually matter. And then there are strangers you think are real on the internet that are worthless and nothing and shit. They tell you to flip houses. Go flip a house. But imagine if we applied the same brilliant logic of the housing industry to the other things you need, food and water. Imagine all the dead and starving and dying of thirst fucking people if we treated water and food the same way this crooked Death Star neo-Stalinist system treats housing. Go ahead and complain about the homeless. They're just a few weeks ahead of you, you fuck. But go ahead and play pretend land. I know how to do it. It involves beer and sativa. I told people years ago, a time was coming when people would say, this is priceless, in reality, it's worth zero. And people would say, this is worthless, in reality, it's worth more than you can imagine. Having a warm fire when you're cold. Having a good dog when you need a little help in the darkness of night, right? Having people you care about, family, friends, real people, not make-believe, not Twitter, not Facebook, not Metaverse, whatever the fuck mindfuck gaslighting suppository you have shoved up your mind ass. Real people. Real people shake hands. With actual real hands. Real people can hug. Real people can have conversations. Fake people, they have shouting matches. Real people. But I'm just drinking my cocoa. And hanging out. An oil tanker sends a distress call. Help us, help us. The Arab coalition says, fuck you, where's my reparations? And armed harassment with all kinds of grumblies with Scrumbo folk with Dringus League. The news is great. All the lies. All of it. Oh my God, there's a new virus. It's called Florona. It gives you herpes. But it gives you herpes inside of your butt crack. It gives you herpes on your fingertips. It gives you herpes in your eardrum. It gives you herpes in your cold, dead heart. It is Florona. And it's the future of the monkey herpes. I don't care what you want to believe. If you want to think you got Florona, that's fine. That is your delusionary state. The good news about being Uncle Dan in 2022 is that any motherfucker that wants to give me advice other than you might have scurvy can go fuck themselves. Oh, Dan, have you heard about this positive meditation technique? Is it the one that made you okay with your neighbor killing themselves? Oh, Dan, have you tried this new yoga? Is it the one that made you okay with your neighbor not getting their cancer Oh, sorry. Oh, Dan, did you hear about this? Yeah. Did it make you okay that your neighbor overdosed because they lost all hope because of a giant fucking lie, you fuck? Oh, I just wore a mask. I just wore two masks. I just played pretend land. The problem is other people took it seriously, you fuck. You want to go to a Comic-Con? You want to go do Society for Creative Anachronism and pretend to be make-believe bullshit from the 14th century? You feel free, you fuck. But if you're walking around the streets and kids see you wearing a mask, you are sending a fucking signal, you fuck. A year ago, I could say, oh, I understand. I don't any longer. You have a choice, you fuck. You can be a slave. You can be a robot. You can be a scumbo. You can be a gringus freak, or you can be free. You have a choice. A year ago, I made excuses for friends and family and for people I knew. A year ago, I allowed myself to be deluded by these fucks who would give me health advice. Dan, you're drinking too much beer. These are the same fucks who probably get their booster shots. And it might be saline. It might be placebo. But if you think that Grundo freak giving you the injection gives a fuck about you, you are retarded. And I don't care who that fucking offends. We're way, 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 way past that line. This is live or die time. You can say they're crazy. Dan, they just made a big old mistake. You can say they're evil. I don't care, you motherfucker Hanlon. But the outcome is going to be the same, you stupid fuck. So why do you keep voting for these people? Maybe they won't torture orphans. Maybe they won't kill Native Americans. Maybe they won't take six-barreled Hotchkiss cannons and shred men, women, and, yeah, children. Maybe they won't, right? But they will. It is 2022, and we have stolen resources from the state of Syria. There is no justification. There is no basis. We sent terrorists into Syria. We tried to destabilize that country. And then we went in and stole their fucking oil anyways. Tell me again about your good government bullshit. It's a lie. Now you might say, well, damn, it's a lie that pays the bills. And it will until you go to hell. It will pay the bills until Satan grabs you by the leg and pulls you down the fucking hole. The crooked system will take care of you on this planet, you know, until you die. There are people out there who have connected themselves to this crooked system in such a way that they could not live without it doing what it does, which is cancerous. It is cancerous what the Federal Reserve does, printing money that doesn't exist. It is cancerous to support weird bubbles. It is cancerous, and yet people say, well, Dan, I'd lose my job. I get it, man. You'd lose your job. Dan, I couldn't pay for stuff. Okay, I get it. Dan, I have 6 prescriptions from the poison store. I gotta get them filled every 13 days. Dan, I need my medication. Dan, I need my psychotherapist. Dan, I need my Facebook. Dan, yeah. Tell me more of what you fucking need. I don't care if you're an atheistic fuck. That's your own fucking business in a free country, which we're not right now. But I don't give a fuck. But if you're a Christian and you actually have faith in God, what the fuck are you doing? The basic case is the following. You should get out of the system. You should get out of the cities. You need to stop filing your taxes. You need to cash out, get a piece of property, and go someplace where people respect that. But you need to get out of the cities if you're a Christian and you give a fuck. If, on the other hand, it's either the base case or the worst case. Base case, this is normal historical evil, Pol Pot, whatever. Worst case, it's the end times. You are still making league with Satan. In either case, you're still in alliance with the wrong motherfuckers. And you won't be able to, I didn't know any better. I'd love it if you told that to Jesus, if you're a Christian. Jesus knows I drink. Jesus knows I do weed. So do you. All my sins are laid bare before my brothers and sisters. All my sins are laid bare before God. What about you? You think I'm afraid to meet Jesus? No. No, I'm not afraid. But I know a lot of you Christian motherfuckers out there, you good government voters, you don't care about Syria, you don't care about depleted uranium, dustified in the Persian Gulf, birth defects, did I say? Birth defects, regenerations, you don't care about all the really crooked Agent Orange style taco sauce we dumped over Vietnam and Southeast Asia back in the 60s and 70s, you don't care that the fact today, to this very day, there's still cancer, ALS, birth defects from the shit we did. Tell me again about why you fucking vote. Tell me. What the fuck are you voting for? You're more likely to care more about that bullshit than you do about Jesus Christ, Mr. and Mrs. American Christian. Even though it's total bullshit. And even though it supports, even the best case scenario, it supports wretched evil. If you believe in God, the same God that I believe in, the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament, then you have to believe there are going to be consequences, right? Do you really think you're going to get away with it? I'm not talking about the homeless guy that might bust down your door. Guess what? There are going to be hungry people coming for those who have things they don't, and that too is a consequence. But if you're a Christian and you actually believe that after you die, you'll be standing before God, what the fuck are you going to say? That it was okay that the government mind-fucked your neighbor to the point of suicide? That it was okay that the government took away all your freedom in a country that was supposedly, what, a free country? What are you going to say? I'd love to hear it. But you're going to go back on your smartphone. You'll go back on Facebook. You'll talk to the grungo freaks on that weird hashtag. They'll tell you it's okay. If you get your energy checked out by an energy scientist. There's an energy therapist down the street that'll make you okay with whatever crooked bullshit you believe. They will tap into your energon zone. They will transport your crypto grease, your various fling tiles of primuli, your precancerous polyps in your butthole. This scientist of the future, it will remove your problems. They'll connect to, you know, the internal scrotal. They'll connect to the internal bromuli. Yeah. Do you know what I mean, buddy? That's weird times, brothers and sisters. It's a time of, well, maybe dragons, really. I was told the story about some old hobo that got lost off of I-16. Not far from Greenton, Utah. Greenton is best known for its sausages. Sausages made out of pig and apple. They're fermented sausages in Greenton. There was an old hobo who got lost in the mountains from Greenton, about 5 miles north up in the Uinta Mountains, not far from Old Gable Pass. Yeah, that location where over 600 Native Americans were murdered and dumped there. Because nobody cared the 19th century, really. And those old ghost spirits wander Gable looking for Flingus. And that hobo, he got lost in the mountains. And that's it. That's the whole story, and I don't care. I don't know, guys. It's late in the day to pretend you weren't told. It's late in the day to pretend you weren't given the tools to understand. It is very late in the day to pretend you don't know what's going on. If you've chosen a secular Ray Kurzweil, technology will make me live forever bullshit, it's late in the day to pretend you didn't say yes. Really late. And it's late in the day to pretend that all these things we all chose to do didn't have consequences. Really late. It is probably just about time for all of us to consider the possibilities, right? Like maybe the most likely possibility, maybe, if you're a Christian, is that we are on the verge of the end. The end of an epic, really. Because I gotta say, the vaccine was a really good dry run for anything like the Mark of the Beast. So many people I respected either did the vaccine or did the kabuki dance. And I understand the kabuki dance. If you gotta keep your job, you gotta keep your job. But some other schlub thought you took the vaccine and they might have decided to take it because of what you did. That is also called a fucking consequence. Some other motherfucker didn't know where you were coming from. You saw Jimbus, you saw old Flick on the corner and you said, give me a vaccine pass. Tell me I had the vaccine. So maybe you didn't get it, but the person that works with you thought you did. That's also reality. That's where we're at, bros and sos. If you think we're on the verge of some return to 2018 or 2019 or some magical year, we're probably not headed there. So where are we headed? Well, if you listen to my stupid podcast, you know the following. I believe they've been lying to us my whole life, but definitely before then, but they've been lying to us in extreme ways since 2020. Really extreme, really non-linear ways. And the lies don't apparently have an end, they have a tempo, which implies that whatever schedule they're following, they don't control it. Which also could imply that whatever they're working with is a fuzzy event. Could be currency collapse. Could be something way fucking worse. And I don't know what it is, and neither do you, you fuck. I know that the longer these lies last, the worse it looks, really. No lie looks better with time. People will talk about noble lies and friendly lies and white lies. But let's get real for a second. A lie on a global scale that leads to suicides and death and a reduction in life expectancy, which has nothing to do with a magical monkey herpes, that kind of fucking lie is not a white lie. It is not a noble lie. It is a murder lie. If you respect that lie, you are worshiping Satan or there is no God. They're your choices, you fuck. You can be a fucking atheist and that's okay, or you can recognize that being a participant in this lie on any level means you basically worship the other guy, you fuck. Sorry, nobody explained that to you, you fuck. You took an old drunk. Took an old crazy drunk to explain that to you. There are kids who've lost hope. There are children who have been psychologically abused, all because of a wretched fucking lie. And there is no portion of this lie that is ethical. If you say, well, Dan, COVID was kind of real. I had the sniffles in February of 2020. you know, probably every fucking year people have the sniffles in February of 2020. You need to get over that shit, you fuck. The fact that they played you, the fact that they treated you that way, the fact that your brain worked against you to make you sicker than you really were because you listened to some Twitter nurse or Facebook nurse that gave you the wrong fucking advice, that's your fucking problem. But what right do you have to foist that upon a kid? None. That is your fear. That is your toxicity. But what right do you have to LARP that shit as if it's real? And by the way, I don't give a fuck if you wear one mask, two masks, three masks. But you don't have a fucking right to tell me to wear any. Did I tell you that, motherfucker?
Oh, but Dan, the mask can't work. Unless we're all wearing the masks. Oh, Dan, the vaccines don't work. Unless everybody has the vaccine.
Okay, if you've had any background in statistics, probability theory, or mathematics, you would know that if it was literally true that masks don't work, vaccines don't work, nothing works unless everybody does it, is literally impossible with 8 billion fucking people, dumbass. Impossible. If you claim to me vaccines don't work unless everybody takes a vaccine, I'll look at my Deming, I'll look at my Six Sigma, and I'll tell you you're smoking fucking crack. That literally means vaccines can't work. Dumbass. Figure out the Poisson curve on that one, asshole. Oh, but Dan, we can make everybody... No, you can't. Oh, but Dan, technology, I have something called the Church-Turing hypothesis. It's called the halting problem. It's a cornerstone of, like, advanced technology, you fuck. And it basically says you can't say that. You can't say when that technology will fail. The only thing you're sure of is given enough time, it will. So tell me again how vaccines can't work unless everybody has them. Because all I can say to you is you're a dumbass. If that's the case, then it can't work, you fuck. Or maybe we're being lied to. I mean, if you think in terms of Occam's razor, if you think in terms of the simplest explanation, what's more likely? You need to wear three or four masks, you need to have four or five boosters, or that you're being fucking played? Oh, but I saw these pictures of horrible... Yes, I worked around hospitals. Prior to 2020, hospitals killed people in horrible fucking ways involving preventable hospital-acquired infections. So please, take those pictures and take them into the bathroom with you and Charles Manson and whatever fucking sick serial killer you need to. What I'm telling you is hospitals killed a bungload of people prior to the monkey herpes. Unknown virus, unknown fungal, unknown bacterial, fuck, fuck, fuck. Well, you're just being mean, Dan. My mom's a nurse. She only beats me every other Saturday. Well, that's good for you, you fuck. Your options. If you believe the Fauci rhetoric that vaccines don't work unless everybody has them, then you clearly have studied zero mathematics, zero mechanical failure theory, you have zero understanding of complexity, and therefore maybe you do deserve to die. If I didn't believe in Christ, if I was a cold-blooded evolutionary biologist, I'd say, you stupid fuck, take the vaccine. Take six of them, you fuck. But what I am telling you is if some motherfucker tells you that unless all 6 or 7 or 8 billion people on planet Earth take the required boosters, it can't possibly work. That literally means, logically, scientifically, and mathematically, that it could never fucking work. Did they explain that to you? The math?
Oh no, they just said take the vaccine. 'Cause I don't want to lose my job.
I gotta take the vaccine. I don't want to be one of those weird people. I'll take the pollution. I'll shove it into my blood. I'll get the cancer. And whatever else befalls me, 'cause, you know... I mean, clearly your government and your big pharma companies have never tried to poison you before. Clearly they've never abused you or taken you for granted. How could you have known? Most of you are people stuck in an abuse syndrome, and you're stuck there. And you have to believe that the abuser will change the next time you vote. If you vote the right way, the abuser will stop beating you. And probably that's never going to happen.
Never.
Worst case scenario, okay? They are lying to you because something's about to happen. Something so big, so awful, so gross and disgusting that it will kill most of us, and it will leave the world a nice place for them to sort of, you know, pick up the pieces. Think of it like, yeah, deleting the hard drive. Worst case scenario, that's what it looks like. Best case scenario, it is the collapse of an empire. And this is what it looks like. This is what it sounds like. This is what it smells like. They will tell you, hackers, oh my God, there's no chicken. That's because of the hackers. Oh my God, there's no containers of garbage. That's because we don't have, oh my God, they will give you every fucking excuse that every crony commie will give you at the fucking end. If it's just the collapse of the empire. They will give you every stupid excuse, and unless you're sure, I'd say 9 times out of 10, they're lying to you. Unless you can check. You won't know the truth. The truth is, the first truly global empire in the history of the world is collapsing. And the truth is, there could still be something worse under the surface. And they wouldn't tell you. But Dan, don't they care? No, they don't. They don't care. And yet you need to believe they care. Some of you do. Some of you need to believe Rand Paul and Ron Paul. You need to believe there are people that care. You are stuck. It doesn't mean you'll get killed. It just means blind luck will be your fucking savior. But you are fucking stuck. If you think they care, if you think waiting for the helicopters to drop you water bottles is your solution, you are in trouble. But still, Christ is kind, so you never fucking know, right? The Lord in heaven is kind, so you never, ever, ever fucking know what he'll do for you, right? In the end. Thank you. if you've chosen to be deceived by evil in terms of the vaccine, in terms of the mass, in terms of the obedience, that's probably really stupid, but it's not necessarily going to condemn you to hell. I mean, you don't get to gloat about it. You certainly don't get to be in heaven, you know, when I show up and say, oh, wasn't that funny? I'm going to call you the fuck out. But still, I don't think any of this is the mark of the beast so far. And since I'm not a prophet, and since I don't really know for sure, and since I consider myself to be a shitty Christian, and an ocean of people who think they're good fucking Christians, I'll tell you this. I don't know. I know they're lying to us. I know the lies are big. I know that the schedule is not under their control. These are things I know. I know the longer this lie lasts, the less likely it is it hides a surprise party. It hides a pie, a Boston cream pie. The longer this lasts, it's not very likely it hides anything good. At all. In fact, just the opposite. The longer this nonsense lasts, the more likely it is it's hiding something fucking awful. The longer this nonsense lasts, the more likely it is it's covering up something awful. That is my opinion. I don't think they control the schedule. If it was about killing a bunch of us, man, they would have done it sooner. I think they're grifters and I think they're crooks. So best case scenario, it is the collapse of the empire, which is baked into the cake. No matter what happens next, that is happening. But the question is, could it be worse? And they're acting as if it is. They're acting as if there'll be no consequences. The only scenarios I know of where there will be no consequences are 10,000-year events. Events so big that all that will be left of 7,000 years of our history will be a few sentences in a book called Genesis. And that's it. That is the scale of the lying and the hubris, and the belief that there will be no fucking consequences. Or they could be just good old-fashioned grifter fools. The good news is that I don't know and you don't know. But the best move you have is to disengage with the lie. And that means disconnecting from it. First to Florona. Florona. It is surprising to me that so many people are still being suckered by this nonsense. It is surprising to me only because I thought there was a threshold. I mean, it's like that Abraham Lincoln quote, you can't fool all the people all the time. It seemed like at some point most people would have realized they're being fucked with. But instead, it continues. It seems like the fourth quarter. It seems like the score is tied. it seems like everything's in sudden death. A choice, and you have a choice to make. And if you think I believe I'm going to heaven, guess what? I'll let you in a little secret. I have no fucking clue. I don't. I believe in God. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to save us, and that if we choose Christ, we have a chance. But I also believe that choosing Christ is more than just saying one or two prayers. It's more than just empty acts of faith. True faith is faith of the heart. And for people to have faith of the heart and to trade shelter that people need so they don't freeze to death at night leads me to believe they have no faith at all. Oh, but Dan, I'm flipping houses so I can save money. For what, your wretched soul? That money won't help you in hell. Nothing else will. And if you're an atheist, okay. But if you believe in freedom in any sense and you care about your kids, what the fuck are you doing? What are you living for other than to disgrace yourself, really? I don't see a lot of in-between, motherfuckers.